Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is day the 22nd of July 2026 and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Listen, I'm so excited about today's show. It's the kind of excitement when you just get so much to talk about. And they each just a front line, you know, and everything is equally exciting. Well, maybe some things are more exciting than other things. Let's get this show started. Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into Guardian Radio. And follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group, Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter August 12th, drawing August 14th, and remember to tune in to all Guardian Radio shows for your opportunity for a free entry. Now, when I say free, what I mean is all entries are free, but someone can put this entry in the box for you. It is getting excited. Now, you got just a little bit of housekeeping, just a little bit of housekeeping to start the show. Sightings this week. There was a shark sighting. There was a shark sighting at Montague Beach. At Montague Beach, so not just in the harbor, sharks be in the harbor, but the shark was right up on the beach, right? And I say, how hot was it? Did the shark come up to the shore and was like, hey, anybody got any coconut water? I need some coconut water. But it turns out, because shark sightings are not frequent at Montague Beach. This is not a regular occurrence. The beach stay filled with people. But you know what is now becoming a regular occurrence? There was another type of sighting that same day at the same time on the same beach. There were humans fishing on the beach. This is illegal with a capital I and two regular L's. And an E, a G, an A, and an L. It is illegal. It is also dangerous to fish where people are swimming. Now, you may say, but they'd be right there at the ramp cleaning the fish and throwing the guts in the water. Bahamian sharks are very well-mannered and very well-behaved. They follow the rules. They know you go up by the ramp for food. You don't go by the beach for food. But some people have decided they're going to fish on the whale tails. There's the big rocks out there on the beach. People, not only is it illegal, it is dangerous. If I get bite by a shark and I see you fishing up, trust me, I'm going to bite you. I can bite you so hard the police gonna have to tase me. If I get bite by shark and I see you fishing on the same beach where people swim, this is intolerable. This is ridiculous. It's not just a complete lack of empathy, right? That's when you think about other people. It's a complete lack of thinking on the whole. What concerns me more, the authorities are right across the road. Police are right across the road. So if you on the beach and you see people fishing, this is not the same thing as snitching. You need to call the police. First of all, alert them that they're breaking the law and they're endangering people's lives. Don't get into any conflict with them, but call the police. Take pictures if you have to. Because the beach is all poor people have, man. The beaches all poor people have, and sharks know that. That's why we got this truce with the sharks. They say, look, we understand. Little children get go in the water in the summer. It could be easy. Please don't fish on the whale tails. And I got to see, I got a caller coming in. Caller, let's keep it brief. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. It's good that you alerted the public to that information.
Yes, sir.
What I've been saying for some time is that we need to have, we need to go back to the early 80s where we had beach wardens. Beach wardens were very, very vital because they keep patrol the beach and ensure the safety. So only when it's totally necessary, that officer would contact the police.
Yes.
So that don't cost $1 million to implement that. All the major beaches that people build, they could be properly policed by beach warden.
Yes, sir. I agree.
That is an easy fix.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. And since I know that beaches and parks know how to find money, let's find the money for beach wardens. Why? This is one of those psychosocial things where it's worth it to invest the money even though you may not see a direct return on it. Poor people need the beach, man. Let's keep it accessible. Let's manage our human activity as much as possible to maintain the balance between human and then the rest of nature, since we believe we're not a part of nature. Okay, let's move on. Another sighting this week. You know what I sighted on my phone? I sighted a tow truck towing a vehicle. Listen, I was so happy to see the tow truck towing the vehicle because I see vehicles parked illegally, improperly, all the time. Unfortunately, it was a BPL vehicle that was being towed. Now, that doesn't mean that the tow truck was doing the wrong thing, right? Because it appears as if the vehicle was parked in a no parking zone. In fact, a fire lane. So that's when you go to malls and plazas and you see a sidewalk with red painted straight down it, and sometimes it'll still have fire lane on it. You're not allowed to park there. That's for emergencies, like a fire truck. BPL, although you have a close association with fire, that's not your lane. So while it may be frustrating that your vehicle was towed, I don't think it's improper. You too have to follow the law, BPL. You're not that type of emergency vehicle. Trust me, we know what an emergency is, and we're not sure if y'all know what an emergency is. We're just saying, don't be too hard on that tow truck driver for doing the right thing. Maybe at the wrong time, maybe for the right or wrong people. But don't get mad at him. If you were parked in a fire lane, you ain't supposed to be parked there. Simple. The rules apply to everybody. Tech says they need to put up signs, no fishing easy. Yeah, they need to re-erect the signs from Dix Point straight down to the western end of Montague Beach. Put the signs up. No fishing, no cleaning fish, no littering. Don't put up the no loitering sign. That's the only place we could loiter is on the beach. No fishing, no cleaning fish, and no littering. Put this, and 5 miles per hour. And put up the entrance and the exit signs. Even though the road curves in a specific way, people still try to use the entrance, the first entrance to the beach as an exit. Just put up the signs. Put up the signs. Here we go. Ooh, what's that? Oh. Ah, there we go. Y'all forgive me. It's a text. It seems very interesting. Oh, I'm going to get back to that text later. We're going to get back to that text later. Okay. We're getting to our guests. Now, yesterday, we had a giveaway question. What is your side hustle? What would you like your side hustle to be? That was sort of attached to an article that highlighted the number of people that are turning to entrepreneurship, right? The number of people who need multiple streams of income to survive. And I thought for a second, hold on, this is an old conversation. This is not a new conversation. This is not a new phenomenon. If anything is new in the dynamic, it is the 9-to-5 that is new. and not the need for multiple streams of income. Anyway, we're not going to really get into that today. I just want you all to know, maybe tomorrow we're going to talk about it. Because the question is, what is your grandmother's or your grandfather's, your mother or your father's side, what was it? Because they had one. How you think they built that house? When you see all these Ackland's people have two-story house, how you think they build that? Right? And we're going to talk a bit about cooperatives. Because cooperatives and volunteerism are the future of work and labor in the Bahamas. Now, that's a great way to segue straight past this Guardian headline. He projects deficit. I just saying, we're going to slide right past first base, pick it up like Jazz Chisholm, and make our way to second base. Joining me in studio this morning is the Wente Ford Sports Foundation. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Bahamas. Thank you so much, Erin Green, for having me back. I am Dr. Wente Ford, founder and president of the Wente Ford Sports Foundation. And today we have with us my daughter,
Miriam Diagne.
Miriam Diagne.
Well, in English, I like to say Diagne, but my last name is actually in French, so it's actually pronounced Jean.
Jean?
Yes.
Listen, you are definitely a Bahamian, because there's nothing I like more than exploring the other ways to say the word, right? Like, I like to put the emphasis at the right place on the word, right? And so, say the French pronunciation again.
Jean.
Jean. And then say the Bahamian pronunciation.
Diagne.
Diagne. Okay. It's a pleasure to meet you. Now, Miss Diagne, Miss Jean, are you a camper or are you a member of staff with the Wente Ford Sports Foundation?
Well, I follow with my mom. We come like every day. I'm a little bit of both because I'm a camper because I have a name tag like the campers, and I also I help with the activities, and I also do the activities as mm-hmm. long with them. I eat lunch like them. I like do everything like them, but also I am a staff member because I help with lunches, I help with getting the kids like sorted out and stuff, mm-hmm. and I also help with the materials and stuff that need to be done.
Okay, absolutely. See, I told y'all, volunteerism, cooperatives and volunteerism are the future of labor in this country. So let me ask you a quick question, ma'am. When you are like in the camp with the students, do a lot of students come to you for help or like to ask a question or to say, am I doing it properly? Do you do it like this? And is it valuable to have young participants who could function as campers and as helpers?
Well, so not usually, I would say that's what they usually ask, like, the older people, no offense. But, yeah, sometimes they do come to me, but it's usually just the younger ones. But sometimes they actually help with the materials and they help, like, grabbing the stuff. Like, I remember last year when we did the camp, there was these girls and some boys. They were, like, helping out. They were asking, like, what, like, they could help with, and I thought that was, like, very sweet and nice.
Yeah, absolutely. In my time in summer camp, I was able, like, I transitioned from a camper to a counselor in training, and it was very beneficial to me, right, to be able to participate, but also understand what it means to be a leader in the space. Thank you very much, Ms. Diagne. This is a pleasure starting the interview with you. Now, Dr. Ford. I come in my team gear, but this camp is not just about sports. Let's give us a rundown of what this camp, the Winners Camp experience is about.
So the Winners Camp is just a camp, as we all know, it's a nonprofit camp. This is just geared towards youth development. This is just my contribution to give back. Everything that's done at the camp is done on a volunteer base. The camp really incorporates both an athletic and an academic component. It's mm-hmm. very important that we do incorporate both. My belief has always been sports and athletics go hand in hand. You cannot be great in athletics and weak in academics. They both have to go hand in hand. So this is my way of introducing both parts, the athletic and the academic component, implementing that very early and by introducing it in the form of a summer camp. So we get that started in kids understanding the importance of both. We mm-hmm. just don't want them to be dominant in one as opposed to the other, because you cannot be successful mm-hmm. In both. So as I mentioned before, the winner's camp is for every kid to know that they are a winner. Every kid. You may not make it academically or athletically, say, professional sports, but in life we need to implement that in our youth now, that you are a winner. Despite mm-hmm. what society says, you are a winner. And every kid that comes to the camp, I don't refer to them as a camper. They are a winner.
Okay.
Because in my sight, they are all winners.
Okay. Okay, so we don't call them campers. We call them winners at the winners' camp.
Yes.
Okay. For me, what I appreciate is, we can use the word literacy. And literacy is the ability to understand what it is that you're reading or you are doing, right? And some people are not, they don't excel academically, right? Because that the space that they're in is not necessarily helping them to understand what they're being taught. And some people, like, they get into a sports program and their whole world opens up because the literacy they develop in learning the sport. So learning the sport and their ability to understand the sport opens up a door or a window in their mind, and then they begin to understand the other things around them better because they can understand sports, right? And then they begin to apply that the way that they learn to understand it to other things. And so some young people, it's not that they're not academically inclined, it's just that they haven't hit their literacy trigger yet. And there's an experience that they're going to have that opens it up for them.
Right. So one of the things we have to understand is that everyone have a different type of learning style. Mm-hmm. The goal is really to try and understand what is the best way or their learning style. So we can learn, some kids are auditory learners, some kids are visual learners. So it's the goal here is to incorporate and find that learning style. And then once we find that, incorporate the challenges of the subject matter that they have a difficult time with so that they're now able to grasp that concept.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's fascinating to watch people do what they do, and then you get a sense of how they approach the world. And sports is a space that is so beneficial to young people. It provides them that sort of opportunity to understand a thing. Right.
Right. And so the goal is you want to find what everyone, every child, every winner will have a different liking. They will adapt to certain techniques in different ways. So sports really is a great outlet. It's a great stress relief outlet. It's mm-hmm. fun. So then now taking the fun component of something that a winner likes and now incorporating the academics. And that's one of the things we're doing this year again.
Okay.
We're adding a new component there. That's why we're going to incorporate the science and the technology and the engineering and even the math mm-hmm. behind that with the sports component of the program.
All right. This is awesome. Let me start at the beginning. Tell us about the details for the camp. Is it too late to register? Is it too late to get on board?
Well, right now we have a few spots open up. Again, the camp runs July 27th to July 31st. It's at St. Agnes Parish Hall. There's an academic morning and athletic afternoon. It's not too late yet. We have a few spots open up. I will encourage anyone that might be interested to go ahead and register. It's at no cost. This is all fully funded. Kids will enjoy breakfast, lunch, and a snack. So pretty much our winner, every parent just need to bring their winner there to the camp. But you must register. We will not be doing registration the day of the camp. So again, you'll probably have another day or two.
So tell me how to find the registration.
The registration, you can go online. You can search the Wente Ford Sports Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just follow the link there. There's a link there that says Winners Camp 2026. You can also find me on Facebook, the Winnie Ford Sports Foundation there, and also on Instagram.
Okay. All right. Now, what does a day look like? What are the academic programs available?
So this year we have a new partner on board, the director of Happy Humans. He's coming, Mr. Krishard Lang. He will be running or heading the STEM component.
I hear Lang. That's a Bahamian name. Is he a Bahamian?
Yes, we actually have a Bahamian that is actually partnering with the Winnie Ford Sports Foundation Winners Camp and giving back to us this year. So again, they will be providing adding a different component to the STEM program this year.
Okay.
There will be some engineering component, some design component to there. There will also be additionally 3D printing. So there's a lot going on that Mr. Lang will be adding from Happy Human.
Okay, wow. So from maybe coding an app to help players monitor their vitals, make sure that they're healthy and strong and can go up to bat, to a program where I could make team merchandise, I can make items for sale to support my local team and funding my program?
Well, we're not there yet.
We're talking about it.
We will talk that into existence.
Okay.
Right? Hopefully, Mr. Lang, that can be a conversation that we can have down the road.
Okay.
But again, it's just this year is just to introduce those components to the kids.
Okay.
To the winners. To the winners this year. So he will bring that. That's new. We also have the academic morning. We will be working on a hurricane resilience challenge this year. Last year was the car. So it will be a very fun project this year for the kids in the morning.
Man, listen, Miss Dagny, look here. I need a device that's like, it's a flotation device, right? And you know, you pull a string and the flotation device opens up, right? When it opens up, I need all my emergency supplies to be there, but strapped down to it, right? And my radio and all of that. And look, wow, that's what you're working on? This is fantastic.
Yes, so that's the academic, that's what our academic morning looks like.
Hurricane resilience, ideas around that.
Right, so the winners this year will be working on designing a building that's going to be hurricane resilient. They will have different components that they need to be able to pass. Then they will construct this building, and then we will have a test.
Man.
Test on how much the wind factor component, rain, how long that their building could stand against the wind and the rain.
When you see me sneak into this camp, don't say anything, because I have an idea, right? I don't know if you remember, but there was a time when we built houses that we could pick up and move.
Oh yeah.
Right? From lot to lot, right?
I've seen some. They're in Texas because it's brutal.
Yeah.
So some people, they sometimes move up north, sometimes they move down south, west, east.
They're little nomadic. They can move their homes to different parts of the state. So here they would put the houses up on like blocks or rocks, right? And that also sort of protects from flooding. I want a design, right, where like my house is built on stilts, but if the water pressure, like if the wave surge is very strong, the stilts collapse and fold in, and then the house becomes a boat, and it could float until the waters recede. I come in to sneak that idea into the camp, Ms. Dagny.
Well, that's a good pointer for any of the winners that might be listening, or the parents of the winners that might be listening, to a little tip that they may be able to give their winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could teach the idea. Okay. I'm mad because they're not going to recognize me as a child. I'm mad about that, but I, as a winner, they can recognize me as a winner, but not as a, to be young again. Okay, Miss Dagny. Now, what is your favorite part of the camp? Is it the morning academic? Is it the afternoon sports, or is it just interacting with other campers?
Well, it's kind of all of that, but let me think. I like the baseball. It's just not my favorite because baseball is not really the sport for me, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I really, really like the STEAM because it, like, lets me have all my creativity in it, and it lets me express all my creativity in it to make, like, different ideas and stuff. Okay. And now how we have a new STEM leader, mm-hmm, who's going to bring, like, 3D printing, we're going to do coding, all that stuff. I'm, like, super-duper excited for it. And I can't wait to just express my creativity in that. And I also love interacting with the kids because you never know, you might make new friends and you might get to know each other and you might build a bond with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite part of summer camp. I remember, like, some of my friends, I remember to this day and all the things we used to talk about while we was hiding from mosquitoes at night. Now, this is not a residential camp, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So it's a morning camp. It runs in the morning and from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But morning drop-off is as early as 8:30 from Monday to Friday.
And what are the age ranges?
The age ranges are 7 to 14 years old, boys and girls.
Good stuff, boys and girls. Boys, we're not letting y'all out. We can make sure I include y'all.
I mean,
y'all don't include us all the time. But I appreciate that there are spaces when we're going to have all girls separate and all boys, and then there are times when we're going to come together. And we need that.
Yes.
We need that for each other. All right. We got a caller on the line. When we get back from the caller, let's talk about the other partners that are supporting the program this year.
Yes.
Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, ma'am. How you doing? Ms. Green, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How old these children is what you got in the studio?
Well, listen, I have one children here who I think is about 10.
Because I listened in to them, Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
And them little children, they sound so smart.
Mm-hmm.
So educated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why they say these children coming out of school with DRH. Because when I was 19 and 17 and 18 coming out of D-Gum and I,
mm-hmm,
we had the smarts these children out. And how they talking and take these children sound like they don't come back from university.
Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
They're smart. I mean, at least they sound smart.
Yeah.
And you know, the way they use the diction and the Queen English, and they using much of your kind of English, that Bahamian thing.
Mm-hmm.
They using that Queen English, and they very explicit. But that's a big word. Anybody 52 can use them kind of big words.
You see what I say?
When 52, he got to be the smartest person linguistic-wise. Oh, that's another big word, linguistic.
Let's be lucidly clear about it.
But these children, I congratulate them. You know, children, you know, sound good. Here, I keep talking. Hey, y'all take the show from Ms. Green. Y'all need one show for yourself. Y'all sound good. Have a good day.
Hey, old caller.
I almost get mad. So we have a 10-year-old children, but both people in the studio are children of the Bahamas. Dr. Ford, give the people your lineage.
Well, born and raised in the Bahamas, I'm from the legend, Bahamian hero, the late Wente Ford, the first Bahamian pitcher to pitch in the major leagues, third Bahamian to play in the major leagues, and still today, 53 years later, still has been the only baseball player to pitch in the major leagues. And Wente Ford is my father, and the late Evangeline Ford, she's my mom. She's from Acklands background. So those are my parents, born, raised here, went to Kingsway Academy.
All right.
From kindergarten to 12th grade, graduated there. So I'm alumni of that universe. Of that,
absolutely. These are the Saints, right?
Absolutely. Kingsway Academy Saints all the way.
We share that green and white with y'all, the Comets. But we love it. We love it. Thank you for that, Sparky. Thank you for that. I think what we're finding, right, is that the D average is an assessment of a test in a system, and it speaks to a specific test and system. And there are young people that are not testing well in that system, but that does not mean that they're not articulate. That does not mean that they don't understand the world around them. And what a program like this, a multidisciplinary program like this does, it helps people to young people to build those skills.
Right. So really the goal here is really, this is just an introduction. I mean, ultimately my goal is to have an after school program. I think as far as education and academics, we need to start early. It's not that kids may have a learning disability, it's finding how they learn and emphasizing
So,
but we can get back to that in
a minute. I just excited about the conversation.
Right. So again, kids, when you're teaching, you first need to find out, you need to do diagnostic testing. Every kid, I feel as though, should be tested diagnostically to see where they're at. Mm-hmm. We need to find out then the next step is where their weakness is. What is it that the area of their weakness that they're having the challenge in? And then focus and gear your curriculum or your academic track and this kid's schoolwork based on that weak area. Once we're now able to overcome that and that child has reached that academic development and that milestone, then you move on to the next level. But again, every child is going to be different. Mm-hmm. Every learning style is going to be different. The goal here is to find that, work on it, and then how do we improve to get that child up to their developmental milestone for their age, their reading, their math, their science, and mm-hmm. everything else where they should be academically. We need to get them there. But again, it's a work in progress. My goal really is to establish mm-hmm. an after-school program where we're able to do that. We're unable to do that in a 1 week. But this winter's camp is just an introduction of what's to come and what I would like to do in the near future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's, producer, can we give this caller 30 seconds? Caller, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, Aaron, yes. I'm not too concerned about the average, mm-hmm. but the idea must be put inside the heads of parents mm-hmm. that if they raise their children with expectations, mm-hmm. our kids, you usually go beyond our expectations.
Yes.
My mm-hmm. expectations change everything. Right?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, good story, Aaron.
Thank
good
you. Story. Thank you. Listen, Dr. Ford, it's not just a story, it's a legacy. Guys, we're going to go to the break. When we get back from the break, I see you, caller. Can you hold on or call back after the break? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. You're on the clock with Erin Green in studio with us. We've got the Wente Ford Sports Foundation. We're talking about the Winners Camp 2026. There's still a few spots left. On the other side of the break, we'll remind you how to register and also how you could support the camp, right, through donations or in-kind technical support. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older in August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Blue Heart is the global symbol for human trafficking. It represents solidarity with the victims and a commitment to ending the exploitation of human lives. See the Blue Heart, know the cause, take a stand.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Y'all forgive us. We was having so much fun. Even the mics was laughing and screaming with us. Joining me in studio, we have the Wente Ford Sports Foundation, Dr. Wentia Ford, and Ms. Dagny.
Dagny. Or Jan.
Or Jan.
In French.
In French. I love it. And say it just like that. Dagny. Or Jan. In French. And I said Bond. James Bond. Say it however you want. Because it's your name. And you get to say it however you want. Unless you with your mommy and your daddy. And then don't get in trouble. You know, don't wait till you have more creative license. That's what I do. Now we got the phone line going. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience. Still there?
About her name, Mrs. Ford. He was not only a baseball pitcher, he was a bowler also. He worked for the Playboy Casino, and in fact, the night when he gave his life, he was bowling with me. I was playing for Purity Bakery Centurion, and he was playing for the Casino Bunnies. We were at the Village Lanes, and we all had a few beers in the clubhouse afterwards. And then he left to go home, and then we heard the sad story. So I know Wente and Eddie and all of them very well. He was also a Valley boy, and you know, Windsor Park. So, you know, I know the family. Have a great day.
Thank you, caller, and thank you for that sharing that information.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I thought you, when he said bowler, I thought he meant cricket. But in the Village Lanes, he was a bowler, like a bowling lanes, pins in the ball.
Yes.
As opposed to a cricket bowler, right?
Yes.
Because if he was a pitcher, I just assumed he would have been the bowler in cricket. That's what they call the person who kind of pitches in cricket.
But he played cricket also. So at 12 years old, reading his biography, 12 years old, he was actually on the Bahamas cricket team. I think the youngest cricketer, if that's a word.
Yeah, cricketer.
On the Bahamas team at the age of 12 years old.
12. I can believe it, because if you ever seen a picture of Sawyer, you know the Sawyer Boy from Sawyer Boy TV?
Yes.
You know Sawyer Boy, miss? No. I got to introduce you to Sawyer Boy. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, when Sawyer Boy graduated from high school, his graduation picture, he looked like he was 32. He had 5 children, a divorce in his pocket, right? And about to go into retirement. So I could imagine that your father at 12 still looked like man. Wow.
From my understanding, he was very talented. So again, baseball is not the only sport that he excelled at. But okay, that was the sport that he's made history here in the Bahamas with. But he did play cricket. He did play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He was managers of a few baseball teams, Bahamas baseball, softball teams, from my understanding. He did play recreationally, tennis.
Mm-hmm.
So he was well-rounded.
Let me take this moment to give a shout-out to some people in my own family, right? Like, rest in peace, E.S. Mitchell, who was influential in sports and baseball and softball in the Bahamas. But on the other side of my family, right, a more modern story, I got to say congratulations to my nephew, Oscar Green. Oscar Green is, he's a certified softball coach. He's just achieved another certification, right, on his coaching career. But his daughter, my grandniece, Kalia Green, is a part of the under 14 girls softball team, the national team, who's playing in Texas this past weekend as well.
Well,
and I just want
to
say to Oscar Green and to Kalia Green and to the whole team, like, don't think I just single in and out to where I am because I related to them, but to the whole team, congratulations. They performed well, right? They did a fantastic job. And Oscar operate and Kylia, they play out of Grand Bahama. And I just want to say, Nassuvians, New Providence people, we ain't giving the Family Island sporting teams as much shine and coverage as they deserve. And we got to work on that. I got to bring my sports segment back to the studio so we can bring some more shine to local sports in the country. In fact, Dr. Ford, I may ask you to join me via Zoom, because I know you're part of the diaspora now, but we could do it now. We got a few moments left in the show.
Sure.
Sponsors and partners.
Yes, so definitely none of this would be possible today without partners and sponsors. So I have to extend a huge thank you to AML Foods, specifically Solomon's and Domino's, for their support this year. Last year, I didn't have sponsors here, but they jumped on board with me.
Okay.
Also, Consolidated Water, Bahamas, Limited. And then also Family Guardian.
Okay.
Thank you so much for their support. Also partnering with me this year, we do have returning from Houston. We do have core development out of Houston, so they will be running the athletic component of the camp, spearheading that. But they're also bringing an academic team of educators with them that will be also assisting with the academic morning.
Mm-hmm.
Returning also is Addis Hyla Photography. He will be doing the lovely sports portraits for the kids this year, which was a hit last year.
Say winner so I could feel like I could get my portrait. There
and
we go.
I invite you to come out Tuesday. Mr. Hyla will be taking portraits on Tuesday, so I invite you, Miss Green.
I go get my cleats.
Yeah, just come. Come as you are.
Yes. No, I'm going to get my cleats.
I take your photo.
I can find my uniform.
And lastly, I cannot leave out the Bahamas Baseball Association for endorsing the winners camp this year. They've been so supportive with me with this year's camp and assisting me. So I have to say a huge thank you to them. Also for my donors, donations from Coca-Cola. Thank you, Coca-Cola.
All right.
For your donation. And all of the volunteers that are coming out to assist with the camp. Looking forward to you all coming.
Outside of WentyFordSportsFoundation.com, is there a telephone number that people can call to reach you? They want to be a volunteer. They want to sponsor a student. They want to ensure that you got what you need for the kids. Somebody may want to print T-shirts for the camp? I mean, I'm sure you got T-shirts. Somebody may want to do something.
Absolutely. So it's not too late if you're interested in wanting to volunteer. We have my contact number is 956-824-3622. Once again, 956-824-3622. You can give me a call if you're interested in volunteering or wanting to know how you can help assist with this camp, whether volunteering your time or monetarily, or maybe you want to sponsor a lunch, maybe you want to sponsor a breakfast, sponsor fruit, whatever it may be. If you're interested in assisting, you can just give me a call.
All right. Sparky, do me a favor. All the baseball legends you know, call all the ball legends you know and let them know Wendy Ford daughter is running the Winners Camp 2026 at St. Agnes Church Hall and on the field opposite. Let them know volunteers are needed and they are wanted. Share the history of sports with the campers. Come out and volunteer. Let's support this camp. Let's support the winners this year. We're not calling them churns. The winners.
Correct.
The Wendy Ford Sports Foundation Winners Camp 2026. Miss Dagny.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
When I see you again, we can leave your mother in the production room. We can do this interview by ourselves, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's a pleasure having you today. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. And y'all stay tuned because the news is so hot, I may try sneak past first base and slide into the second base chair next to Mr. Nuri and see what he's talking about today. Get today's Guardian. Ratings agency projects deficit. $64 million deficit this year, Fitch says, not $223.1 million surplus. Government projects. And org releases strategy for rebuilding public trust. Government to pay for DNA analysis of plane crash victims, Darville says. This is a wonderful story. And then at the bottom of the page, man accused of breaching bail conditions 66 times. I look at my Grammy Mango 3 times and she put me out of the house. I don't understand what's going on. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Hey kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbell Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist office on Tony Williams Darling Highway, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries, we got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and 3 nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.